welcome everybody to another edition of The Last Christian, syndicated all over the world. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton, all the way from New York City.
How you doing?
Well, nervous maybe? No, I'm not speaking for me. Mm-hmm. I say that. I'm more speaking for maybe the country or maybe even the world. Because there's so much going on, and you know, David, we've talked about how things are really speeding up, and they have been speeding mm-hmm. up for quite a while. And I'm just gonna start. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we start, can you pray us into this show? Because I got a feeling this thing's gonna be going everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be wild because there's some cool stuff we got to talk about. So, Father, we thank you for amazing times that we live in. That when we thought that information would explode, that it just explodes even further with all the stuff that's going on. And Father, we are here at the end of this age. We know that you're sending your son back soon. We thank you, Jesus, for returning for us. And we just ask that this will go forth and bring that final harvest in and gather that last Christian. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. David, you know, normally we try to stay away from stuff here in the United States, concentrate on Israel, you know, because that's where everything comes to a head, right? It's in the Middle East. But also, I think we have to realize that there are certain things that may be necessary to happen here in countries like the United States or maybe like China or Russia or anywhere that have to take place in order for certain prophecies to come true. So, anyway, I'm going to show you this because this is where you live. And I want to see whether or not you have heard of this and if it's real or if you've never heard of it, you have no clue or whatever. But this is rising radiation levels in New York. It says that radiation levels in New York City are reportedly on the rise, and hospitals are now diverting patients for a rapidly spreading stomach virus. And it said, could this actually be acute radiation syndrome, or ARS? The early symptoms of ARS include nausea, vomiting, headache, diarrhea, and these match many that people there are experiencing. Have you heard about that at all?
Yeah, remember the commercial for Pepto-Bismol, and they had that dance?
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
Nausea, headache, back. Yeah. And then they took it. Yeah, just... All right, that's the way I think. Sorry, folks. yeah, there actually is. I went around when they had that scam plandemic. I went around, and they were actually installing. They used that time to install 5G antennas. I got them all over the city. Mm-hmm. And they'd start near the schools. They put all the 5G antennas near the schools on purpose because we all know what the 5G does, and it does not make your phone faster. What it does, it messes with your DNA. And then they have all these nanoparticles in all of these forced shots that they want to give everybody, which are affected by the nanoparticles or by the 5G. So I got nanoparticles and 5G, and they're starting to control people. I gotta tell you, I could start to see it, because some people, it's like, where did you go? You know? Oh, I remember. You got the shot. Now I remember. Now I know. But they put some around our building here, and I have EMF absorbers all over the house just because of that. Because you live in a building, and everybody's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And
So
I did. I bought a whole bunch of them. You can get, like, certain rocks that absorb it. I forgot what they're called, but just look it up. Just go on, like, eBay or something and look up EMF absorbers. All sorts of different types. And then if you want to really get, you know, serious about it, there's one, you know, it's a couple grand, and it's this giant, you know, copper-based absorber, and it literally just changes all the EMF back into normal frequencies again. Because prophetically, that's exactly what the Antichrist is going to do. So, you know, everyone says, oh, that's the Antichrist. No, that's just a tool that the Antichrist is going to use.
Right.
So,
right.
Like everything else. And so he'll be using that to control people's thoughts and control their buying and control that. That's what all these antennas were for, really. Yeah, but you do see it, and it's 100% because they put all these antennas around.
Well, you say that. You say it's 100%, but I'm going to disagree with you on this because of reporting that I'm getting. And as we break this down, maybe you'll convince me you're right. Maybe I'll convince you, and maybe neither one of us will convince the other.
What do you got?
I have no idea. Mm. But, okay, let's look, first of all, I want what we're talking about here is these drones. Okay, I mean, everybody's consumed with drones right now. You know, you got drones appearing over New York, over New Jersey.
Had another eye app for you.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of drones going everywhere, right? And everybody's trying to get an answer. And the best thing we're getting out of the United States government, I actually heard the press secretary, or not press secretary, what is his title? He's in the State Department, I believe, and he said
Doofus that, in charge.
Know, maybe this is just a figment of your imagination. Maybe, really, everybody all over the country. They really said, you know, if you look up, you know, he said more people are looking up than usual. He actually said that there are more people looking up than usual, and you know what you're seeing, you're not really seeing. Okay.
Now you 100% know it's a psyop and they're gaslighting people.
So now look at this one, David. This also comes out of New York. Okay. Mysterious New Jersey drone activity may be a deliberate distraction hiding potential attack on the United States. And he says could very well get hit. Okay. Mm-hmm, well, now this is where we're starting, basically. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I want you to look at.
Oh, what's that got to do with 5G and people getting sick?
Well, I'm getting there. I'll get there. Okay. I should say I'll get there. First thing I want you to do is look at this one.
I'm telling you that they're not moving. They're staying stationary. They're hovering.
They kind of look wide too.
Look at the lights changing.
It is moving.
No, it's not.
It looks like it.
Yeah, but they're not moving. That's an airplane. Hang on.
Which one? The one closest to the Capitol building?
Hang on, let me zoom that a little bit. Yeah, that's an airplane.
But the one in the middle, that one.
That's an airplane. You can see it moving.
Yeah.
The one to the right, or over here.
The one behind the Capitol building is not an airplane.
Or over here. That's an airplane. Okay.
Yeah, over there is, but look at that one.
Yeah, and I'm sort of saying, like, when you look to the left of the Capitol, those are not moving.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They're here.
Can we go back in the car?
They're here, Ella.
Ella!
They're here. They're here. Okay, that's what he's talking about. And obviously, he thinks that it has something to do with UFOs. I don't. But what I am concentrating on...
UFOs don't have, you know...
They don't have lights. Yeah,
I mean, you parking lights on them.
Kind of silly. Yeah, there's no way they're following our rules and regulations from outer space. You can believe that. But drones are becoming a serious issue. And, you know, you got people all over the country that are saying, what is this? And, you know, why won't the government tell us anything? And, you know, what are we dealing with? So, now, watch this one real quick. This is a courtesy of...
I'll tell you what I think. Go ahead.
Okay, you can do that right after I play this. This is courtesy of Fox News. So let's watch this one real quick.
Mysterious drones continue to fly over New York and New Jersey with few answers.
Wow, she got a lot of Botox. It looks old.
How is it possible that the Pentagon doesn't know? I'm not buying it. Local government officials continue to evade answers as far as the origin of these drones. They're being compared to the Chinese spy balloon that flew across the entire country last year. Meanwhile, a Chinese citizen living in Los Angeles is under arrest this morning for allegedly using a drone to take images of Vandenberg Space Force Base in Santa Barbara County. Joining me now is Gatestone Institute senior fellow and the author of Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, Gordon Chang, back with us. Gordon, great to see you. Thank you so much for being here. What is your reaction to these drones? Do you think these drones are Chinese drones surveilling America?
These drones and this activity is too large, too well organized to be the work of lobbyists. And that sort of leaves foreign powers. And it could be Iran. It could be Iran in connection with China. But clearly somebody is trying to absorb our attention. And Maria, the thing that really worries me is that if they're trying to draw our attention to these drones, the question is, what are they doing elsewhere in our country? So we could very well get hit. And by the way, I don't think that that Chinese national should be put through the civilian justice system. This was a military violation. Person should be in a military brig because clearly the civilian system can't process these people properly and quickly enough, and we need to take them off the streets.
Well, I mean, this has been weeks. You know, at this point, it's really it's really not right that the Pentagon has not given us more information of, as far as these drones are concerned. Of course, everyone's going to just start speculating. We need some real answers from the Pentagon to really understand what's going on. I mean, the fact that China is surveilling America is not a secret. Everyone knows that that the surveillance programs are in place. And they're once again around our military bases. But we're not getting any answers from anybody.
We're sure not.
Yeah. Well, honestly, do you expect them to give us any answers?
Well, after we get through with this show right now, the thing is that I really want people to pay attention to this because we're not telling you that there's definitely war coming to our shores. But
they're planning it, though.
The same time, I think that there is a very strong and high probability that that is exactly what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And as we go through the show, I think you guys are going to see that. I'm not doing this to try to scare the diddles out of you. I'm really not.
No, just be prepared.
But you know, you're going to have to be ready because, well, okay, I'm going to put this one up, and maybe it'll make a little bit more sense here. This is... at the very bottom of this report, if you guys are watching us online, I hope you are. If you're not, go to lastchristian.net. That's lastchristian.net, and you'll be able to get a link and go directly to our video, and that way you can see all this stuff in video form. It's a lot better. But this drone mystery could be a covert operation searching for a nuclear weapon. Now, according to multiple InfoWars sources, as well as whistleblowers posting online, the mysterious fleets of drones being sighted around the United States in recent weeks may be searching for a nuclear weapon that's been smuggled into the country. Now, the CEO of Saxon Aerospace, his name is John Ferguson. Now, he did recently post a viral TikTok video, and I've watched the video, but I don't have the permission to show it, but in this video, he claims that he knows a person who had knowledge of an old nuclear warhead left over from Ukraine by Moscow after the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. Quoting here, he says, "I spoke to a gentleman a few months ago who was trying to raise the alarm to the highest levels of our government about this one particular nuclear warhead that he physically put his hands on that was left over from Ukraine, and he knew this thing was headed toward the United States. He continued to assess that the drones being sighted on the East Coast are trying to look for radioactive materials and pointed out the Biden administration is pushing to get into war with Russia, suggesting a nuke set off in the U.S. could be blamed on Vladimir Putin-led nation. InfoWars founder Alex Jones commented on the post writing, "The America's information below is 100% correct, but there is a catch. He's only 100% right about one component. I've been waiting over the last week until I think through the second and third order consequences of telling you what I know. Stand by for the information today. If you ever ignored my warnings in the past, and later wished you have listened, you want to pay attention now." After the podcast, host Joe Rogan said Ferguson's video is the first take on the drones that has him genuinely concerned. "I have confirmed with my sources in U.S. Northcom that this is indeed the purported reason the drones are swarming the New York, New Jersey area, but there's a lot more to it. I'm headed to the office to shoot a report that'll be released today." And I haven't gone any further with it. Again, if you look down at the bottom there, you will see a URL. to X, which would point to this exact article. And that's what I was talking about earlier, David, as far as the radioactivity. If there is a nuke in the New York, New Jersey area, or a dirty bomb in there, that these drones could easily be equipped with the technology necessary to detect that from the air. And it makes sense to me that they would fly these things at night when they're harder to locate than harder to see the USA insignia on there. That's assuming that it is the United States of America doing this. It would also explain why we're not shooting them down. It would also explain why the government don't want to talk about it. You know, right. if it's an American-made deal, then they're not going to out their own information. But
and they don't want to scare people either.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing is panic, and we'll get to that here in a few minutes too. But
that's not New York City. What they're flying mainly in South Jersey because that's where the Air Force base is.
Yeah, and that's another thing is that these drones are going over very sensitive areas. You know, and I know one of them's over a golf course. They were saying, well, what's sensitive about that? Because it belongs to Donald Trump. That's why. But anyway, you were going to say that you had a point on something else earlier. Do you remember what that was? Or
yeah, I mean, the sicknesses that are in New York City, they started a couple years ago when they actually started to put these up. People getting headaches and all these other different things, which is that's what prompted us to get all the EMF absorbers and put them around the house. They're all over here by my computers and stuff because it's just a good idea anyway. But yeah, you see all sorts of people, and I can't tell you how many people just even in our purview have had strokes, you know, and then, you know, you can't talk about it. You know, they can ask you if in a restaurant you go out to eat, they can ask you if you had this shot. But, you know, when they had a stroke, you're not allowed to ask them. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, it's been starting. So, I mean, that's a good supposition that maybe there's some nuclear stuff. But again, that's in South Jersey.
Yeah.
They haven't been over the city, you know, really haven't seen the only ones that supposedly came over city were just guys in my drone group flying around messing with people.
There have been people, I believe there was a congressman that says, hey, these are nothing more than kids flying drones.
That's probably an Osprey. You know, the V-22 Osprey would look very similar.
Yes, it would. And I'm very, very familiar with that aircraft because it was developed here in Fort Worth, Texas. So,
You know, right in your basement.
Yeah, it's part of the, I believe, General Dynamics is the manufacturer.
Yeah, and that's, it's bit, because these things are huge, you know, they're not, you know, they're not toy drones or hobby drones. Like they call ours. Actually, ours are professional, but they call them hobby drones.
So, go ahead.
And yeah, so I think it's probably more the Ospreys, and that whole narrative you just read makes a lot more sense because I knew, you know, they're obviously, we know they're here. If the entire public knows they're here,
right?
The military knows they're here. The question is, why aren't they telling us and why aren't they doing anything about it? That makes a lot of sense to me. And it also makes sense that, you know, Biden on his way out is just going to, you know, pull the plug and try and destroy everything.
Yeah. He seems to have.
He's not long for this planet either.
No, I hope I'm wrong, but I really believe that President Biden probably won't see 2026. And I'm not saying that from a nefarious angle.
Yeah, it's not malicious.
Yeah, nothing malicious at all. I just don't think that he is capable.
I wonder if he's actually still here. Maybe it's the puppet guy. Who knows?
You know, you really don't know. Yeah. Let me show you this one, David, because this is what everybody wants to have happen. And I'm really surprised why the government just won't say that they're going to take this kind of action, but this is just an individual out there in the country, and here we go. A I said, just a guy taking pot shots at a drone out of his in his backyard, I assume. But you can see that thing is pretty big. And
it's big, and it's got the proper lighting on it.
Yeah,
so
you notice
it's not like
also,
you're trying to hide.
Yeah, and you'll notice also that this drone is moving away from him. So, you know, I assume that the drone realizes it's being shot at. So you're going to see that it begins to move in the other direction real quick. He's really beginning to pop away at this thing.
I wonder if it can actually reach him.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing, you know.
You got to have some kind of gun to reach up that high in the sky.
For real. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't even know. I have no idea who shot it.
But that makes sense if they're doing it. Because if you're doing a LIDAR scan, it would do exactly that. It would just go slowly and do a pattern. It's programmed in. Or we could program in a whole and do a 3D image of a building and everything, like down to it. It's amazing. If they measure accurately to a tenth of an inch. That's just insane from the sky.
The reason that I wanted to make an entire show out of this particular thing is because I know for a fact that you teach people how to fly drones.
And, yeah, you know, I made up my whole little thing all by myself.
Yeah, so, you know, you're more up to date on this stuff than me by a long shot. Mm-hmm. What do you think that these are American drones, or do you think that they're from a foreign agency? And I'll warn you, I've got a bunch of stuff coming up.
Honestly, if it was from Iran, if it was from China, they'd be taking them out.
You think?
You know, they'd shut down the airports. They would say, hey, listen, we can't do it, because they're literally all over the place.
Yeah.
My guess is they're just evil people doing evil things, and they don't want to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense to me, with that whole narrative with they're looking for something that might blow up, but they can't tell anybody. Hey, right. Listen, we're just going to look for this nuclear bomb in your backyard. Is that okay?
Probably
wouldn't go over well.
I have seen reports that say, if I had it, I'm not sure why it's not here. Wait a minute, this might be it. I was looking all over my. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go. This is it. Let's look at this real quick. I hope it'll come up here. It doesn't want to. It doesn't want to come up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And look at all the other crazy stuff that Biden's doing. He gives, you know, another several billion dollars to Ukraine, mm-hmm. while we got, and then sending people over to North Carolina and telling them they lost their house and their property got destroyed with the hurricane.
There we go.
And they go down there and tell them, oh, you can't build your house anymore because it's in a flood zone. I'm like,
this is it right here, David. You can see this comes from Jay Anderson of the Project Unity there, and he says, I'm hearing from multiple sources in the military that the reason why the drones are not being addressed appropriately to the public is because they are U.S. drones, and they're being deployed due to a threat of biological or nuclear attack. And then the other report that I still can't find says that this thing is being... That there's a nuclear weapon on its way to the United States, and so they they're up there to try and detect it whenever it comes in. So that's another possibility. Do you think that's a legitimate possibility?
Yeah, I mean, they could be just surveying and seeing, keeping guard, or they could be searching. Either one, they don't tell us. We don't know, but those are two very good possibilities, because they can see, and all they gotta do is put infrared cameras on them. We fly at night all the time.
Yeah,
put an infrared camera, it sees like it's daytime. So
okay, well, now I've got a very long report here from a retired CIA agent.
I know?
Well, I don't know, we'll find out. Anyway, I don't want to put it on screen yet, because it's going to take more than the time that we have left to go through all this. So instead of that, what I'm going to do next is show you guys or we'll start with this one real quick. Listen to this.
Former Assad regime weapons depots have been targeted in a series of airstrikes, with Israeli media reporting the operation was carried out by the Israeli Air Force. Trent Murray reports from Tel Aviv.
Syrian media report a series of explosions rocked the coastal city of Tartus, a former military stronghold of ousted leader Bashar al-Assad. Videos posted on social media show huge explosions engulfing the night sky, with reports that surface-to-air missile storage areas were hit. It's the latest in a series of strikes conducted by the IDF following the fall of the Assad regime. The Israeli government says it wants to ensure that military equipment don't fall into the hands of extremists. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.
So, as you can see there, that thing almost looks like a nuclear strike. Mm-hmm. You know, this was
and that's just in Tartus.
Yeah, this is a huge explosion that actually registered on the Richter scale as a 3.0
earthquake.
Earthquake. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
They're blowing up stuff that they stored in Tartus. Imagine what they're storing if we heard about, you know, all of the nuclear weapons that are stored in Damascus. How much more is there being stored?
What if
they drop a little bomb on that and set the match?
Yeah.
There's Isaiah.
Yeah, they could do that at any time. And another thing here, I'm going to show you this one real quick, too, before we get out of here on the first half. Israel, as you can see here, Syrian news channels are reporting that Israel is now 20 kilometers from Damascus. That several Druze villages in the territory have called for Israel to protect them. They actually want to be annexed, by the way. And then the Druze minority has historically faced forced conversion to Islam at the hands of HTS, which now controls Syria. That's that guy that's supposed to be such a... you know, changed man and all that, but it doesn't sound like he's so changed to me. But anyway, in other words, Israel is moving into Syria and they're taking more ground, and there are countries telling them don't do that. But all that land belongs to Israel in the first place. I mean, they can call Israel the occupier if they want to, but that's the same land that God gave them, right?
Doesn't matter what they say, God's right.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay, now, I just threw that one in there because I didn't have time to get into the rest of the story that we are going to cover in the second half of the show. And again, this is a CIA agent. You better pay attention. We'll be back right after a very, very short break.
Are you weighed down by life's issues and challenges? Do you need rest from the day-to-day grind? Then the Word of God broadcast is your listening station. The Word of God broadcast is a Christ-centered ministry, sharing God's marvelous Word. Here you will find you rest from the things of the world. Join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on Revelation Radio Broadcast. The Word of God broadcast plants the seeds, and the Holy Spirit adds the essential nutrients to ensure every soul's growth for the harvest of Jesus' soon return. If you want to learn more about God's Word, eternal life, and His Son, Jesus Christ, join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on KRRB Revelation Radio.
Ready to start your day on a new level? Meet Everyday Dose, the coffee alternative that's more than just a caffeine fix. Check out more and grab your first dose at everydaydose.com/hiddenday. Why it's different. Everyday Dose combines premium coffee with brain-boosting ingredients like mushrooms and collagen, giving you focus, energy, and mental clarity without the jitters or crashes. It's the clean energy your body craves. Check out these benefits you'll love. Say goodbye to coffee crashes. Boost your mental clarity and focus. Support your immune system and overall wellness. Feel energized naturally without the anxiety or jitters. Perfect for busy professionals, health enthusiasts, or anyone ready to upgrade their daily routine. Again, that's everydaydose.com/hiddenday.
KRRB. Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Are you ready to live life to the fullest, to step out in faith and run with purpose? Join us for Run with Horses, the radio show that inspires you to live a life that matters. Hosted by Norman Smith, each episode equips you with biblical wisdom, practical insights, and the courage to pursue a life that reflects your faith and values. Tune in every Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on KRRB Revelation Radio. Broadcasting right here in East Texas on KRRB 1700 AM and streaming to over 160 countries worldwide at revelationradio.net. Whether you're driving, relaxing at home, or seeking a fresh perspective, Run with Horses is here to challenge and encourage you to embrace God's purpose for your life. Don't miss it. Saturday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on KRRB Revelation Radio. Visit runwithhorses.net for more details and to catch up on past episodes. Run with Horses. Live your life with faith, purpose, and passion.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton on your left there in New York City. And the photo that welcomed you guys back, let me put it back up here again.
That was some photo.
This represents the full armor of God. And we're going to get into that a little bit here in just a few minutes. But I'm going to start this off, and I want to make this really clear. I have used this individual in the past for reference, and I've told you guys that, and I'm still not going to identify which ones were hers and which weren't, but I have used hers in the past. But I asked for permission and got it to use this one. So I'm just going to start going through here. All right. Now, Sarah Adams is a highly respected, incredible retired CIA and analyst. She's held in high esteem by those in her field. Again, I have been authorized to pass this on, not to create fear, but to help others be aware of a potential threat. Sarah Adams believes that more than 1,000 al-Qaeda terrorists are already in country, consisting of attack teams of at least 1,000 terrorists who have already been trained and deployed from their camps. Most of them have entered on false passports with apparently legal visas from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Syria. Most of the attack teams are already in the United States. She believes that there will soon be attacks that will include simultaneous operations on a large number of targets. The essential focus will be on the capital city, Washington, D.C., but there will be other targets as well in other cities. These swarm attacks will be used with suicide bombers and teams that continue to fight until they are all killed. The attackers will not intend to ever surrender, which will cause serious problems for law enforcement and military response teams. Attack teams will be coordinated with a common start date, but after starting, they will operate independently with a wide range of improvisations from their primary targets. Additional quotes from those in the loop received without, again, identifying them for their protection. There is information that Russia is helping bring in supplies and tools necessary for the al-Qaeda homeland attack in the United States. Al-Qaeda is going to pull off a homeland attack. Another quotes that it's going to be blamed on ISIS. No one's going to call it al-Qaeda. No one's definitely going to say that Russia played a part in it. Another states, I don't think that people understand that this, the Hamas October 7th attacks in Israel, was just the dress rehearsal, the first step to our attack. It's the same guys who are going to attack us, al-Qaeda, using ex-ISIS proxies rather than Hamas or Hezbollah. Now then, the report concludes with, a wave of embassy attacks will precede the major city attacks. These are separate teams from those who will attack the cities. Now, she goes into considerable detail about the funding sources for al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Most shocking is her claim that the Taliban is receiving major funding from the U.S. government to the amount of several million dollars per week. Presumably, this is to create some kind of covert alliance, but if so, it's not working. She further claims that the Taliban is funding ISIS and setting them up to get the credit for the coming operation against the United States of America. Now, if you ask me, that is pretty scary stuff there. And again, this is an ex-CIA analyst. She's retired. Okay? So they've got, she's obviously got more information and more contacts than I do, or you know, anybody I know. So I've got to lend some credibility to this report. And if that is indeed the case, then, you know, we're looking at something happening very quickly. And the reason that I can give this some, you know, some manner of credibility is due to the number of people that have come across our southern border in the last 4 years. And we have no idea who these people are or what their intentions are, but the vast majority of them are of fighting age, and they're men. So you can't tell me that, I mean, she's saying 1,000? What if there's 50,000? I don't know. How many are there? But anyway, what is your response to that report, David?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like maybe that's another reason we're seeing all these identified flying objects all over the place. You know, maybe they're scouting them out, or maybe they're helping them. Who knows? Because you know, all our governments, we consider them Babylon in general. I don't I don't think our current administration has any idea of trying to help us in any way. You know, they're all part of the principalities and powers that think that, you know, they're gonna eliminate the vast majority of the population, like Bill Gates. I mean, that's his goal. Oh, it's overpopulation. Well, then you go first. And that this is, they think they're the elite, so they're gonna ones that are going to get the free ride. They're going to get the ticket out of here. They're going to do all this stuff because the principalities and powers that are in there, they don't care about them either. You know, they're just using them as pawns, because what they're really interested in is taking over bodies. And when the demons come out of the abyss, they want to use those bodies. That's why, that's what the crux of all of this stuff is. They're trying to make human bodies that are strong enough to hold these demons that are coming out at any moment here. Now, we know the end of the story because it was written already. It's in the Bible. We know that Jesus is coming back, and he's going to stop all of this before it happens. So don't worry about, you know, them taking over the world. It's not going to happen. He's going to come back, you know, right at the very end, but it's got to be where, to the point where it's, there is no other hope. Man cannot possibly get himself out of this. That's when Jesus will return. That's why we get all the stories. There's always that story. The superhero comes at the last second, right?
Right.
Because that's the story. So they just got to copy the story. And here the superhero is actually Jesus, the creator of the universe. But he has to do that because he's the great judge, and he's got to adjudicate properly. And you know, he'll come and say, look, there's proof you would have destroyed yourself. This way, your contract is null and void of that sin contract, and Satan loses. It has to be adjudicated properly, and that's what's happening.
I agree. I agree totally. Now, here's my take on all this, and this is speculation, okay? At this point, I'm done with factual, okay? Now we're getting down to speculation. Let's assume that the United States government is behind these drones, that it's not Iran, it's not Russia, it's not, you know, that basically I'm going along here with Sarah Adams, you know, and I believe that these drones are looking for something. Whether they find it or not, I don't think is of any I don't think it matters. If you remember, David, I said I really felt that like Donald Trump would be elected, but he wouldn't serve. Do you remember me saying that on several occasions? Well, I still hold that same opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of looking that way. It would certainly wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
When you are looking at these drones, and the public is becoming more and more aware of it, the news media, They are talking about it no matter what agency. You know, you can look at the state-run media or you can look at, you know, conservative media, whatever. Everybody's talking about this stuff. So let's think just for a second, just for the, you know, just maybe, or the what if. What if something happens in an American city, any American city, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, any American city, and the government says, okay, we're under attack. You remember 9/11? We're under attack, but this one is a lot worse. If you listen to that report I read, you're talking about 1,000 terrorists loose, and there's a good possibility that we've got either a dirty bomb, nuclear, or a real nuclear weapon, or possibly a chemical weapon. So what is going to keep the administration from saying, we have to declare a state of emergency, martial law is now in place, we are going to suspend personal freedom, we are taking complete government control, and we are locking in censorship, and we're doing all of that until further notice. What prevents the government from doing that?
Well, if they got the guns, they'll do it. Now, it's a matter of, you know, if we rise up against them. I mean, it really depends, because those in the military, are they going to stand for that?
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there. If the attack was on a U.S. city, don't you think that the vast majority of Americans would say, okay, government, do what you need to do and get rid of this situation?
Most people. But most people, and, you know, we won the Revolutionary War with 3%. So, yeah,
but I'm talking most people. Most people are going to buy into whatever narrative that the government throws out there, right?
Yeah, they already have.
I mean, and again, no judgment on COVID. I'm not judging it. I'm not judging the vaccine or anything else. But the thing is this.
Yeah, I am, though.
Well, I know you are, and that's fine. And that and honestly, you and I hold the same opinion on that situation. But the vast majority of people don't, because they still are absorbing whatever the state-run media is telling them, this is good for you or whatever. And Americans bought it. They bought it once, and now they've had an American city in this scenario. An American city's been damaged. So, the government's got to step in. So we understand why Donald Trump can't serve as president right now. That we'll get to him later, maybe. But right now, the Biden administration has to stay in place. Oh, by the way, Joe's too old, and he doesn't. You know, he's ready to hand it over to Kamala. So, who do you think he's really holding, really handing it over to? It's not Kamala Harris. She might be the one that you got the picture up there, but she's too stupid. I'm sorry, I'm saying it. You know, that's my personal opinion. She's too stupid to run the United States. Somebody else has got to do it.
That's one possibility for sure. I mean, they're going to try anything, and it basically, when a rat's backed in a corner, right, what are they going to do? They're going to lash out, even if it means they could possibly die, because they feel like they're going to die anyway. So I think that's probably where we're at. And the only thing that gives me a peace and a comfort is because God promised He will fight our battles. Okay, He says that everywhere in the Word. Just go look it up. Amen. That you know. No worry, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, right. And you shall condemn every tongue that rises up against you. And though 10,000 fall at your right hand, it will not come near you. So, it might be fun to watch a nuclear bomb. I mean, if you're going to go, that's one way. It's quick, it's bright, and you know what's on the other side. It's even brighter, and that's the King of Kings. So, I'm not worried about it. I'm just
I'm not worried either.
Yeah,
I'm not worried either.
Jesus allowed us to see the end of the age.
Right. And I'm going to put this picture back up again because, it does talk about put on the full armor of God. And so we got this little scripture we'll throw up here right next. And this is from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 13 initially here. David, you want to read that or you want me to?
Okay. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in that evil day, and having done all, to stand.
So what really stood out to me, and the reason that I included this scripture, David, is because there in, what is it, verse 12, toward the end there, it says against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, which I believe is a direct reference to not heaven itself, but instead what we are able to see as far as space and stars and all that kind of stuff. Now, that's just what I read into it. You may have a completely different impression of it.
Yeah, well, the heavenly places, you know, it's we've kind of Englishized the word heaven, and the heavens in the original Hebrew is shamayim, and it literally means in the pictograph language to separate water from water. Okay, so now you have water on the ground, water in the skies. That's one level of heaven. But Paul talks about three, so there's got to be at least three. I'm in the third heaven, so logic says that he didn't skip two. So there's probably three. There's definitely not seven, because that's a Muslim thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's at least third, and that's other dimensions. Now, there's also reason to believe that there's an immense amount of water on the outside of the what our known universe. Mm-hmm. And this is maybe part of the dark matter that they can't figure out where all the weight is coming from. We can only see like 5% of the mass that's out there. It's like, where's the rest of it? It could be in the form of plasma, because that would fit the description of water too, just the way it flows. So there's a lot to it, but it doesn't just mean, hey, it is a lovely place where people are, you know, hanging out on clouds, playing harps and smoking cigars. No, it's a dimension. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the dimensions, and the first dimension is the, the God of this age. Mm-hmm. And he has the principalities over the air. He's the prince of the power of the air. So these are the heavenly places that it's talking about. So be able to do that. But he's not, Jesus is above that. And Satan's not allowed to go into the heaven of heavens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is the outside of our time space continuum, basically. So yeah, if you take out the English view of heaven being that, and understand that it's the skies, and then it's the spiritual world after that, then you can understand what this verse is talking about.
Yeah. Now again, I want to emphasize the fact that David does train people in how to fly drones. And mm-hmm. one of the things that stood out to me, David, as I was doing the research for the show today, and this is something I really want you to comment on. This is a New Jersey pilot, okay?
Jersey.
A New Jersey pilot that says that he lost control of his drone, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's what it says. A New Jersey drone pilot says his device lost power and was forced to descend from a restricted chunk of airspace while the mystery flyer he was trying to investigate managed to stay airborne despite a signal designed to shut down legal drones. Michael B., he's a podcaster and paranormal investigator behind the Terra Talk Productions YouTube channel, lives near Pecantity, or something like that, Arsenal, mm-hmm. an Army facility near where dozens of sightings have been reported in recent weeks. He was flying in the area attempting to get a closer look at the larger unidentified object that he believes to be a drone. Quoting him here, he says, "There was a drone just hanging out. I had full battery life. Not 3 minutes into flight, I lost control of the drone." He said he saw a warning flash across his screen of this controller and the battery died. Drone started going down, dead battery. But while the restricted flight area shut down his drone, the mystery one he was trying to approach continued to fly. GPS-equipped drones that fly into restricted areas, places protected by virtual geofencing, can be repelled, stopped in place, or forced to land. Despite FAA regulations and software-defined geofences. Drones can be modified and hacked to get around the restrictions. Now, the reason I read all that is because, again, you are very aware of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How close to reality is that, or is that completely factual?
Yeah, I'm surprised he even took the time to write about it. That happens all the time.
Okay.
I mean, even when the U.S. Open, it's not too far from here, and that's where we fly a lot. Mm-hmm. And I made the mistake of going 3 feet too far, encroaching on the U.S. Open. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, the drone's like, "We're landing now." I was like, "Oh no!" So basically, if you come out of the zone, so I just flew back, and by the time I flew out of the zone, I had full control again.
Okay,
and that's just a tennis match. So obviously, they're going to completely disable and not allow you to come back up because they're sending signals that will drain your battery, and that's real easy to do. And I mean, I'm surprised if this guy actually flies. What was he thinking? He's not in his right mind. Let me fly near the military base. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, they're going to take it down. And if it got past that, they would shoot it down.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, but that plays into what we're talking about here, because the drones in question, these drones that are as big as a car.
Yeah. They hacked the system.
And that sound like a motorcycle with no muffler on it. You know, I mean, the figment of imagination that the Washington people are telling us that these are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how come they can continue to fly? Is there truly software that can get around these geofences and all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of the geofence, and they can aim it right at your drone.
Okay.
All right. Just like, those sound weapons that they have. They can just aim it at you and miss the guy next to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same idea. They're just not shooting at those drones. As simple as that.
Okay. That's a conscious decision that's being made on the part of the United States government not to shoot these things.
Yeah, it's probably automatically set that, hey, this is an unknown signal from an unknown drone, and the system just automatically targets it.
Okay.
Where, this one is, that's a good one, don't target that one. Mm-hmm. And it's all automatic. Okay. So there might not be a guy behind it, or there might be a guy behind it, but most likely not, because you're not going to sit there the whole day. You just want it automatic. You got to whitelist things.
Yeah.
So, this signal, don't attack it.
Yeah, there's also a report that I was looking at that said that there's strange sounds now. I don't know if you're aware of any of this or not, because this, again, is in the New York, New Jersey area, supposedly, where you're getting strange sounds coming through your radio in your car, you know, that sound like UFO or something. They're weird sounds.
Yeah, and remember War of the Worlds?
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I'm just wondering if this is something, again, that the United States is trying to pull off. You know, I don't know. I'm at a
it could be
loss.
Part. Maybe it's their surveillance signals. If they are looking for something, that's probably just interfering with the radio waves. That would be imaginable.
Yeah.
Or they might be doing it. Maybe they're like that Chinese guy said that you had on one long dot. What's his name? So maybe it's like, look over here, because they're doing something over there. And it's probably all of the above. It's probably those Al-Qaeda people with nuclear weapons looking to distract us.
I wonder. Mm-hmm. Well, now Trump says that the Biden administration knows exactly what's happening.
I wouldn't doubt that for a minute.
I'm quoting the president-elect here. He says the government knows what's happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right inside. They know where it came from and where it went. For some reason, they don't want to comment, and I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows, our president knows, and for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it. You know, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. Then you got Senate Majority Leader Schumer. Let's see. He says, our local people who've questions about these drones should not have to shake an eight ball to get an answer. You remember those little balls he used to shake?
Okay. He's the eight ball. Yeah. I don't know why would you even listen to him?
He says,
hey, remember what I told you, right? You know, he's not the old joke with Schumer. because he's like right over here. I met him a few times, and he was at like a Memorial Day parade, and I was like, that's funny, because I was at the parade and I was taking pictures of everything, and all of a sudden there's Schumer. Hey, you want a picture of me? And so this guy next to me says, hey, you know the joke, right? I was like, what? He says, where's the most dangerous place in the world? It's like, where? Between Chuck Schumer and a camera.
Yeah, for real.
I was like, now, that makes sense. This dude's an idiot.
One thing, though, David, he did say this. He said that they want real answers, and the Robin can supply these answers, and that's what we want here. What he was referencing there is a Dutch company called Robin Radar Systems. Mm-hmm. And if you go to their website, it says a bird, bat, or drone, our 360-degree radar systems log thousands of observations, scanning every second to track and classify with precision. So supposedly they're supposed to be getting that. And
he's all of a sudden, now that he's in the minority, now all of a sudden he wants to play nice.
Yeah, and then I want to get this in real quick, but before we run out of time here, and get your comment on this one. Google claims that it has accessed a parallel universe with its new supercomputer. It's called Willow. It's the tech giant's new quantum chip, solved a complex computerization problem that would have taken today's best supercomputers an estimated 10 septillion years to solve it, vastly more than the age of our entire universe, according to them, of course. Anyway, he said that that this quantum computer solved the puzzle in under 5 minutes. So I don't know where they came up with all this other calculation, what the question was or anything else. But anyway, Google says that they've discovered a parallel universe.
Google didn't find it. D-Wave. D-Wave. And it's a couple companies, actually, with qubits. And they've discovered this probably 8-10 years ago, maybe even further back. That's why they're trying to open CERN with it. But basically, it's what's called an adiabatic quantum computer. And, you know, when we were talking on the Genesis show, we talk about quantum entanglement. Because now you're going outside of time and space, and you can take this quark over here, and they're entangled. So you could do this to this one, and it's on the other side of the galaxy, and this one will do it at the exact same moment. They're entangled. And what they've done is learn how to... Now, if you know how a computer works, there's switches. And if you have the CPU, the central processing unit, in a computer, it's just a matter of switches. It's on or off, and you got 8 of them, and that's a letter. On, off, off, on, right. off equals a letter.
Right.
Okay? And then those letters just make up thoughts and patterns and language and blah, blah, blah. Well, they've learned how to do that instead of with electric circuits. They've learned how to do it on that quantum level. So you can imagine how much power they can take, but something the size of the head of a pin, how many atoms are in there, and then how many subatomic particles are in there. And those are the switches. So it's just a really fast, really powerful computer, but it doesn't have any sentience. Okay, only what God creates has sentience. Yeah. And that's what, you know, people are afraid of that. And Google didn't invent that. That's been around for years.
Okay. Well, we are basically out of time now. So I'm going to let you, David, end the show today and invite people to.
Well, the good news is this. When Jesus comes back in the rapture, he's going to change your body into this quantum entanglement stuff, and we'll be able to quantum entangle ourselves all across the universe and live with him for eternity without any more sin at all, and he'll wipe away every tear, and you'll never have to remember any of this stuff again. So I encourage you to do that, because it's a whole lot better than the lake of fire. Amen. Okay, so that's why we're here. Lord willing, we'll see you on the next show. You guys have a blessed day.
Thanks again for joining us today for The Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter if you're an independent. The only thing that really matters is getting news that is correct. And you can only do that from the perspective of what God believes. If you want the real news and look at it from the lens of current events, tune in to The Last Christian every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. at www.lastchristian.net. That's www.lastchristian.net.